It is all to love me. It's a field of dark and lonely. I don't know why you interrupt me. I think you're just stupid and lazy. Today is December the 10th. Oh man, I wish I had been lazy, but no, this bitch is going performing. Oh god, yes, singing in a choir, doing improv, and paying for them. It's like, what? I guess that's the real world. You have to pay for the privilege to show yourself. Versus the other way around. You get a real job, and it's about they don't care who you are, and you just do their bidding, right? It's like, man, I don't know how that works, how society works. I'm still trying to figure out. That's why I'm doing all this. And hi! And what else? Yes, my friend. Oh god, yeah, I feel bad for him. The friend that got his house burned down, and his father passed away, I think 3 days ago, and I wasn't there to help him, and I don't know how to help him, and this especially is almost, it's the holiday season, and all this just happened to them. Okay, well, yeah, anyway, I have zero idea what they're going through. What else? Yeah, hesitations. Today is the first day I have for myself, the whole day, luxuriously, and I find I don't know what to do. Even though supposedly I have a startup to run. It's not a joke. Yeah, it's not there yet. It's not the joke section. What it means, hesitation. Maybe I'm just thinking too much. That's probably it. But you cannot help but thinking too much these days. You have so many, you have like 1,000 fingers in like 10,000 pies these days. It is good to a point. You can see where mostly who's doing what, and you can, if you're really plugged in, you can see, I can help with this, or this is where I want it to go, and you have more instrument. But if you are trying to earn some money or something, you just feel like everybody say, hey, do this, do that, do this, do that. And pretty soon you're just going to be tired, because those places where people directed you to, they are all full. They have talents, they have like a ditch dug, you know. So maybe the best way is to just dig your heels in and say, I'm going to just do it my way. But then there's advice saying that, no, that's not the way to do it. You have to diverse, oh man, it's like, that's why I'm hesitating. I was like being stretched both too thin and in all directions. Well, yeah, that's the good combination. But that's the thing, right? That's the task of the age. You had to find your own way, even though everything's glistening, everything's merrymaking. Hesitation. But when you're still kind of young, you have the luxury to indulge in this buffet of life. Just watch out for the sugar and the carbs, right? Alright, so a joke. Now it's a joke. Yeah, in the choirs, there's two Asian. If you haven't figured out, I'm an Asian person from China. And me and another lady is a women's choir, by the way. So, we're the only two person in the 40 women choirs, and there's like three or four times now the other ladies, they were just calling me by the other person's name. Let's just call her Zoe. So Zoe is a really talented graphic designer. So people are constantly calling and, you know, asking her to, you know, add some graphics. But they were like directing those questions to me. Say, hey, Zoe. I was like, yes, yes, but I'm not Zoe. And it turns out Zoe has the same problem. It's like they're calling her Judy. Even the our director called her, or called me, or called her Judy while I was like right there on the peripherals. So it kind of is interesting because it brought us closer because we laugh about it, or me laugh about it. The thing is, I'm not mad at all because Zoe is super talented and pretty. I was like, I wear glasses sometimes, and she never wear any glasses. So I was like, I don't mind you mistake me for Zoe. Actually, I can be this really talented, beautiful, and energetic young lady. So I'm like, yeah. And the other thing is, I myself mistook two Caucasian older ladies all the time until the last day of the last session. It's like, hey, Deborah. But in the back of my head, it was like, is it Deborah or is it Barbara? So they just have the same hairstyle, same glasses, same build, and same, you know, gray hair, and the same countenance, and they're both white. So I'm okay with those mistaken me for Zoe, or Zoe with me. Oh, I just told you my name. That's terrible. Okay, forget about that. Whichever one it is. So I'm okay with it. I don't think it's a racial profile. I just think people are just so fucking busy. They just say, they try. At least they try. They don't say, hey, or something. And I try to, and I know my mind was not on distinguishing two elderly Caucasian ladies in the choir that sing like different sessions and stuff. So yeah, chill about it. I mean, we're singing together. We're making beautiful music together, and name it just is fine. It's fine with me. What's the name? I really fucking don't care about name. So if somebody accomplished something, I may or may not remember the names, because I was like, okay, so my thinking is cheesy, but it's, we're all moved by this one spirit, this one life, I think. And name is, for me, secondary. It's like, I recognize your work, and we talk, I recognize your light, and what's your name is just something that's convenient to put a label or put some kind of, I don't know. For me, words, labels, they're just, I'm not saying they're doing more harm than good, but man, if you're putting your flag down because of a name, I think you're quite mistaken. But anyway, call me Zoe anytime you want, and I will call you Barbara or Deborah or Rachel any day of the week. And please don't be offended. If you do, then just don't talk to me. That's it. That's as simple as that. All right. That's about it. I just, if you're hearing this, please, I don't know, send a good wish to the people who are suffering even during the holidays, and take care of yourself. Yeah, always. Ciao.